Hello, this is Julia.
Hi, Julia. It's Tom with RDI. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good.
How's everything going?
Things are good. Yeah. Hey, I'm glad you called. I actually have a question for you.
Sure.
I am going to be in the market for a lab-grown diamond. Do you guys carry lab?
I do, yes.
Okay, cool. I know I'm going to be looking for like a 1.5-ish carat oval for an engagement ring soon. So if you have anything that you want to send like descriptions of to my email, that would be great.
Okay, sure, definitely. Let me just, on the smaller sizes, I'm just a little bit more limited, Julia.
Okay.
Let me just check and see what I have right now available in that size range. When would you be meeting with your customer?
We've already had our initial design consultation. I'm just waiting for him to pay his deposit so that I don't waste a whole bunch of time and then he back out.
Okay.
So as soon as he gets that over to me, which hopefully is today, I'll start looking for stones. That's why I haven't called you yet. But I mean, we would even be open to a 2-carat. This girl has small hands, and so we just don't want it to look ridiculously huge. So maybe like 1.5, 2-carat.
Okay, yeah, from what I'm seeing, I do have a couple of 1.5s. For example, I have a 156 EVS2, which is 4.8. Actually, this is a 152 EVS1 for 4.18 net price.
Okay.
Or I have a 2-carat that's an EVS2 for 707.
Okay. What size was that one? Carat
This
weight?
is 2.02 carat.
2.02. Okay. Cool. Okay, so I have another question with markups on these. So the Rappaport guide, whenever you list a diamond is like 30% off wrap, is that saying that retail value would be a 30% markup? Is that how that works?
Well, that's just like the wholesale guide. Basically, Martin Rappaport just comes up with, I guess, pricing for, diamonds and where they go. Yeah, I mean that's a good question. I mean, ultimately,
Okay.
there's diamonds that we sell that are even over wrap, for example, just because
Yeah.
they're very rare, or they're something that just isn't out, isn't available, in the market. Like, for example, a hard to find size in a very hard to find color and clarity. Like if you were looking for a 190 D flawless, it would be under 2 carats. That would be extremely rare. So that would probably sell for over wrap versus a 1 carat diamond that kind of is traditionally, it's a pretty standard diamond that would sell for, I mean, anywhere from like 30 to 50 back of wrap, again, depending on all the characteristics of the diamond.
Okay.
So really with, the consumer doesn't really know about wrap. That doesn't ultimately have an effect on, what people are marking diamonds up for. I guess it's just all based on, what your market is and what you're comfortable making on a diamond. I know what I'm hearing a lot of is that there are a lot of these sites that are still marking these lab-grown diamonds up like 6 times still, which is
Oh my gosh.
pretty crazy.
No kidding. I was thinking like 2.5 times on lab, but I wasn't sure like as they get
Yeah.
larger, do you still do that
It,
much
yeah,
markup?
two to
But
two and a half times is pretty common with a lot of the retailers that I've been selling them
okay.
to, Julia. So that's pretty. I mean, that would be a pretty comfortable range, I think, for you. You'd be
Okay.
competitive if you were marking it up in that, 2-time markup or so.
Okay, cool. Well, that's what I will plan to do. So I was just trying to do mental math when you told me the price of the second one. And I'm terrible at mental math.
Yeah, I'm not very
So
good too. I have my calculator with
know my calculator's against my face right now talking to you. So
me.
yeah, if you'll just send me the descriptions of those two so
Sure.
I can look at them on your website and do math. I'm pretty sure they'll both be in the budget. He's a master's student, so unfortunately the budget is not super high, but I think we can get him something nice.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'll send over the info on these. Now they're out of my office at the moment, but I can work on getting them right back for you or find something similar as well.
Okay. When they're out of your office, does that mean they're on memo with someone else right now?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So there's potential they might sell.
Potential that they could sell, yes.
Okay. All right, great. Well, yes, I'll let you know when I do get the green light to go ahead and start sourcing, and we'll go from there. But you can go ahead and send me the info if you have it handy. I don't want to waste your time if we're not ready.
Okay. All right, sounds good. I will send these right over.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Julia.
Have a good one.
You too.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.